After the election of Abraham Lincoln in 1860, and with the threat of the abolition of slavery, representatives from around South Carolina met in Charleston to discuss the future. On December 20, 1860, South Carolina was the first state to formally secede from the Union. In addition to the formal ordinance of secession, they issued a Declaration of Immediate Causes, which stated, "We affirm that these ends for which this government was instituted have been defeated, and the government itself has been made destructive of them by the action of the non-slaveholding states. Those states have assumed the right of deciding upon the propriety of our domestic institutions, and have denied the right of property established in 15 of the states and recognized by the Constitution. They have denounced as sinful the institution of slavery. They have permitted open establishment among them of societies, whose avowed object is to disturb the peace and alloin the property of the citizens of other states. They have encouraged and assisted thousands of our slaves to leave their homes, and those who remain have been incited by emissaries, books, and pictures to servile insurrection." The South Carolina militia and later the Confederate Army remained in control of Charleston and the harbor for much of the Civil War until February 1865. We start our tour at the Market Building at 180 Meeting Street. The tour will end about two blocks away from here. If you're interested in other things to do in Charleston before or after the tour, check out our blog post about the top things to do in Charleston. We also offer guided tours of historic Charleston and the architecture of Charleston throughout the week. Find out more on our website, which is linked in the text.